بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: بين النفقتين أربعون. قالوا: يا أبا هريرة، أربعون يوما؟ قال: أبيت. قالوا: أربعون سنة؟ قال: أبيت. قالوا: أربعون شهرا؟ قال: أبيت. ويبلى كل شيء من الإنسان إلا عجب الذنب، فيه يركب الخلق، ثم ينزل الله من السماء ماء فينبتون كما ينبت البقل. متفق عليه. حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said there will be an interval of 40 between the two soundings of the trumpet. There will be at the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses for the world to come to the end, for every insan to pass away. So there'll be two blowings of the trumpet. The first blowing of the trumpet will take place, and whoever is alive at that time will become unconscious. Whoever is alive at that time will now cease to be alive anymore. So that is the first blowing of the trumpet. And then there'll be a period, this is what he's talking about, period of 40. There'll be a period of 40, now the hadith will explain further, where there'll be no blowing of anything. It'll just be absolutely nobody existing. Then there'll be a second blowing. And when this blowing of the trumpet takes place, now whoever had passed away will come now to life. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as far as the physical bodies are concerned, the bodies of the shuhada, the pious, the special that Allah Pak want to preserve, He preserves. The body of the Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves. But now this hadith is speaking about 40. Very interesting. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says there will be an interval of 40 between the two soundings of the trumpet. They asked, "Oh Abu Hurairah, will it be 40 days? He replied, "I am not sure." This is sahaba. That if they are not sure of something, they were not shy to say that, "I am not sure." They won't guess, or they won't estimate. They won't say, "I think it's this," or "I think it's that." If they don't know, they don't know. So Abu Hurairah said, "I'm not sure." They asked, "Will it be 40 years?" He replied, "I'm not sure." They asked, "Will it be 40 months?" He replied, "I'm not sure." And then Hazrat Abu Hurairah went to say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every part of the human body except for the tailbone, in Urdu they call it azrun nati, that this tailbone is the scientific word or the medical word is called coccyx, C-O-C-C-Y-X. So every part of the human body will disintegrate except this tailbone, the bottom end of the spine. That bone, every other bone will disintegrate. From this bone, the creation will be reconstructed. Allah Ta'ala will then send water from the sky and they will grow like plants. So exactly how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves it, that's in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from this now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a person to grow again, a person to be formed again from this tailbone, from this bottom part of the back. Small, how He preserves it, whether He preserves it like a single atom or like a cell or like the bone itself, that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from that Allah Pak will reconstruct every person. On Muhadith and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, بينما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في مجلس يحدث القوم جاء عربي فقال متى الساعة فمضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحدث فقال بعض القوم سمع ما قال فكره ما قال وقال بعضهم بل لم يسمع حتى إذا قضى حديثه قال أين السائل عن الساعة قال ها أنا يا رسول الله قال إذا ضيعت الأمانة فانتظر الساعة قال كيف إضاعتها قال إذا وسد الأمر إلى غير أهله فانتظر الساعة. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was gathering, speaking to the people, so whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was speaking to the people, a Bedouin had come and asked, when is the final hour? So whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was speaking, suddenly a Bedouin comes and he asked one question, Mata sa'a, when is the final hour to come? So this was the style of the Bedouins. Sometimes Sahaba say we would like when Bedouins would come, because they were very informal. They had no rules and regulations. They were coming from the village. They were coming from the towns. They didn't understand any type of rules, etc. So he just came. Why is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talking from there? He started asking, when is the final hour? So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continued to talk. He didn't stop to answer this person. He continued with his talk. Some in the gathering said, he heard what the man said, but he disliked it. While others said, no, he did not hear it. So now among Sahaba, they didn't understand exactly why Rasulullah ﷺ didn't answer this person. They just saw that he continued speaking what he was speaking. So some said, maybe Nabi ﷺ didn't hear this person. Others said, no, maybe he heard it, but he didn't like what this person was saying. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had finished speaking, now when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished speaking, whatever he was speaking, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where is the person who asked about the final hour? So in other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard what he asked, but he carried on speaking. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished whatever he needed to say, then he asked, where is the person that asked about the final hour? The man said, Ya I am O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, when trust is betrayed, await the final hour. إِذَا ضُيَّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ. When people that are given trust, people that are given position of trust, when things of trust are betrayed, they are stolen, they vandalized, they are betrayed, they are not kept up to whatever trust was given to whatever person, it has been abused, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, await the final hour. He asked, how will it be betrayed? He replied, people asked Rasulullah, how will it be betrayed? He asked, this person asked, how will it be betrayed? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, when positions of authority are assigned to those who are undeserving of it, await the final hour. People are not deserving of that position. They got that position because of one color, or they got the position because of some money, or because of some popularity, or because of some contact, they got that position. In other words, people got positions that they were not deserving of. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, await the final hour. Such a serious hadith. Now imagine what this hadith is speaking about. So our Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Harun Sahib, that when he would come to the end of Bukhari Sharif, then he would cry and he'll quote this hadith. That when positions are given to people that don't deserve, he's referring to himself, that I don't deserve to be teaching this Bukhari Sharif, but this position has been given to me. So he said that he would quote this hadith and he would say that when positions are given to those that don't deserve it, then فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَ, await the final hour. So in other words, I'm a sign of Qiyamah, he would say. So this shows the humility of our great, pious people. But what this hadith is speaking about, people that genuinely don't deserve those positions, they're just given those positions. And today we can see it blatantly throughout the world. People that are not deserving of these positions are given it, and the whole communities are suffering, countries are suffering, people are suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.